ass baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Baby.
Dang, I said it though. I look. Oh, you said it too, actually.
And gents, welcome back to the group chat podcast.
Welcome back to the group chat podcast, Now,
welcome.
We're doing this at a little unusual time. I'll admit.
It's like 10 p.m.
It is like 10 dark p.m. as hell. I came back, saw some family, and you know, we're still rolling it. We're just rolling it a little later. As you can see, South William is in here as well. He's in the big C. Almost said it. He's in F and
big C.
He's in the big C right now. Yeah, he's in the big C.
He's over there. He's skiing with chills. A word from Soft Willie right here, if he does.
Here it is, right here. Everybody say hi.
Oh my God. Hey, group chat podcast. Totally learning how to snowboard right now with chills. I'm busting my ass. Sorry I couldn't make it. But duty calls for a skiing trip with the boys. Okay, you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see if I can make it down the hill.
Hi.
All right, well, that was that. I don't know if he did what he did.
I hope he's okay.
If he did, that'd be super awkward, but that'd be fine.
Yeah, and I hope he's using code group.
Yeah, I hope he's
10%. Hey!
For 10% off. Let's do use code group for 10% off. Give yourself an order. Okay. Guys.
Listen. We need to address the elephant in the room.
Yeah, big time.
All right, listen, y'all. I'm talking 48 hours ago. We were greeted with this media of this stupid baby and this stupid song that's stuck in my head. It's nonstop.
Yeah. 130 backpack Supreme. It's too much.
It got to a point where Tanner started doing it, and now he's about to be edited.
He's in the machine
right
now. Tanner did a frame perfect. That was amazing.
You wouldn't even need
to add nothing. We'll just like put the video over the song and that's it.
Yeah.
It took me a while, but like no baby should have that many expressions and like the eyebrow movements. I was really trying to get everything perfect.
Oh,
I feel like I'm brainwashing our audience to like enjoy this media.
Please.
While it's popular
take it
for
in.
Today and today
take
only.
It in.
Yeah.
Audio listeners are blessed because you can just hear us, but visual listeners.
Yeah, it's
visual
a lot.
Listeners. You're
fucking
cooked. Grunt's camera. You're cooked like
that. Yeah, I'm cooked as hell.
By the way, so I was gone for, I think it was like 3 or 2 days. And holy crap, you guys, y'all are just like, what happened? A lot has happened. First of all, that Minecraft server, we kind of like sprinkled it on the last podcast with Jerome, but there's a Minecraft server and that thing is fucking on its like wheels, like smooth.
Dude, it's
butter.
At the 3 week phase. Like we made it past.
It's
two
crazy.
Weeks,
yeah. We made
dude,
it.
We did. We had a hiccup.
Grunk. I've never been this rich in Minecraft.
Really?
The server. Something
holy
in this server
cow.
Made me want to grind so hard. I'm actually so rich
it's
right
like,
now.
It's just like because the community. Yeah. Like we have real community in that server.
Absolutely.
Friends and fun.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how.
There's a really big like what is it, class difference. So there's like the rich. The super rich and like
there's
the dirt poor and the dirt poor. We're catching up.
Dirt poor
squad.
Dude, Isaac has a villager facility like where he just houses and breeds them and they don't get to leave or see the light of day.
Yeah.
Like
he has like an Amazon warehouse.
He has like 90. Yeah. Dude, he has like 20 librarians.
Dude, it was scary because it was like
it's
in a
really
dirt hole and there was like mine rails and there was cars and people coming
rails
in and out.
Going
it's like, fuck, what is happening?
It's like human traffic.
It's like chains hanging from the ceiling. Like it was
There's
really
no
dungeon.
Chains and they have little flowers. Well, at least soon. That's on the to-do list.
Wow.
Right.
Once one of them gives me like power 5.
When are you satisfied?
Yeah. Wait, what? No. Better question is why do you do this every server? That's the first thing you do.
Dude, this feels like an interview with like the CEO. This is like
with
you're rock star
killer.
Right now. You're rock star and we're like the people like asking you like what's going on? Why?
So like what are you doing? Well to answer that wait, what was the question?
Why is that the first thing you do when you enter a Minecraft server? You're like, all right, let's get all these villagers, let's get everything we
okay,
have.
That's not the first
I mean you get everything you absolutely
need. First thing I do is go for
first,
diamond.
Like, main
diamond,
thing.
Diamond.
It's
I go
like
for
your
diamond
main
first.
Thing for right. sure.
I go for iron and then diamond, and then after I get that, like because I'm not trying to die, dude. I was getting
licked. Dude, here's the thing. You spend way too long setting it all up, and it happens in every server that you don't get to enjoy it, and then it like it's dead by the time you're done with it. So the whole time.
But this server's different.
It's
this
different.
Is different.
This one's different.
It's really hard to compete with my peers who have grinders in their base.
But it's shared. Like, you can go use
it. Yeah,
it
is all shared.
Okay.
You're in the area.
Okay, viewers at home, listen, here's the thing. We have a Minecraft server, a realm that Gronk hosts where he has his IRL friends and also us on it. And it's super funny and it's cute and awesome. However, what was I going with this?
Yeah, wow. You don't have a fucking point, dude.
Backstory. Oh, yeah, no point. Dude, it was right in the peak of me like editing. So I was watching everybody like from Squidward window get all this awesome fucking gear in Netherite. And then finally, when my schedule frees up, I need to go. It's time to go. They're talking about the Elytra race, guys. The tech race. The big,
yeah,
big Elytra tech race.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to happen, dude. And I'm afraid I can't compete.
Crap.
Well, you can't, bro.
You can definitely.
You're taking the long route, bro. Like, it took me like a day to get God armor and tools. Like, not even. It took me like 2 or 3 hours. Yes, I'm so serious.
I still have all diamond, like, with shit enchantments.
Dude, literally, you just have to sit there for a while at the grinder and just re-enchant things over and over until you get the right thing.
I was on the grinder for at least 4 hours the other day because I just kept enchanting and just nonstop.
I sat at the grinder for like 2 or 3 hours one day, and literally as soon as I like got God armor, I went to a bastion. I was like, I'm gonna try out this new God armor, and I died as soon as I got in there.
That's my fear, all my armor. That's my fear. But my fallback is that I'll have a villager for each thing I lose.
Right, but also and like, no, you what? Got it. Have more confidence in yourself, bro.
I'm scared. The Bastion will beat my ass.
Isaac, you have Sharpness 5, you have looting, you have like sweeping edge.
I don't have any of that. I haven't been able to put it on my armor, dude.
Try enchanting.
I did. Bro. You know what I got out of my chest plate? Protection 3. 30 levels, by the way.
Why would you do that? Why aren't you going for tools? I go for pickaxe first.
Tools first, armor last.
Oh, my tools already had like stuff on it. Also, it's like a super Minecraft like era we're in. And it was really funny reading and seeing all of the reactions to Jerome ASF on the last podcast.
True. Because like, who knows where that came from. Because
like everyone has been asking for that. And we finally delivered.
Yeah.
For a long,
millions
long
of comments
time,
a week that we get about Jerome.
Please get Jerome on the podcast.
It was overwhelming. So we were like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Why not? It's been cool. I think this whole Minecraft era has come at a really good time, at a splendid time. And especially, I like the fact that it's around these holidays, because these holidays are the cozy.
Yeah.
If there was any time to launch a Minecraft server early.
Yeah.
It would be around a time where the sun sets at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. 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 I'm really pissed off
about that still. I don't know why that's a thing.
Dude, I wake up at really 3. Annoying. No, not 3 p.m. I wake up and then I go to the gym. And as soon as I get done with the gym, the sun's like setting, so it's already like red and dusk out. Whoa. And then I shower and I come back out pitch black. I'm like, well, you know, it's,
well, there goes
it's just what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just another day, another dollar.
A day, another dollar. But yeah, the timing of it, like, oh my God, man. The hangouts have been splendid. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very much needed thing because you guys, with work and everything, like,
it is crazy. We went on so long without any chilling.
Like, when's the last time we've chilled and on a Minecraft?
It was a while, and it was unspoken, like, I guess publicly to some of y'all. So if y'all listen, like, you know what I'm saying, if y'all kept up, you know, there's been a lot of behind the scenes work, and it's been cool for sure. But at the same time,
there's been no chill.
Yeah. And that was a thing we've been talking to each other about, was like wanting to do more chill so that there's like not just like this consistent overbearingness of like, we need to make sure everything's prepared in like the best way possible and blah, 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 and all these things. And it's like, where's the chill at? Because there used to be a lot of chill back in the
day. There used to be so,
you know
much
what I'm saying?
Chill.
Like, where's when Tanner was like driving by the wayside on the ocean and would pretend to crash and die, and then Grunk would come home. And
not the smartest decision, but I do miss joining the call in Discord while I'm driving. You remember that clip of when I pretended to crash and I was like,
and it just kind of like fell and everything too. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, like, what I have been glad about, though, is that at least with like the work side of things, it's been going like, it's been a mixed bag, but for the most part, like, we're posting weekly gaming stuff. And I know it's like not the biggest thing at the moment, but I am proud of the fact that it has been happening consistently. And I'm still building like this like little system for it. And I was thinking about doing like a FNAF training video where like how to make like group gaming video esque stuff for our editors, because I have a hard time teaching editors.
Yeah, how do you give a tour of a Dyson sphere is a better question, because that's about the same. That's on the same level of like difficulty.
Yeah, the Da Vinci.
The hard part about it is really the mindset of it. It's like, you know, when I was going to the movie theaters, I would come back with a lot of like cool, like reference material. You know, I'm watching this whole movie, I'm like, wow, this is a pretty good idea. Ooh, the sound on that is pretty cool. And so I would come home, but like when an editor's working on it, it's like, how do you teach somebody to be like, okay, watch this movie and you'll get what I mean when I say make this edit like this. Yeah, you know, so it's like, yeah, it's like a little tedious, or a little like, tough. I'm not a great teacher, but I'm trying my damn hardest. But yeah, like at least it's being consistently put out, and I'm trying to keep up on that, as well as with the main channel soon, trying to prep that up, because that's a whole different work style.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff actually. You know what, wait, I'm thinking about it, because today would be Friday when y'all listening, so that means about this time, if not maybe a day later, look out for a Swagger Souls video, because that should be going up either today or tomorrow.
And look out for my Twitter, or no, my TikTok.
Yeah, no, shit, TikTok? Dude. Shit is
remember,
fire.
Do you,
shit
you guys remember what I record on my phone? The
me?
Yeah, do you guys remember the weenies remember. That were in the smoker?
Oh,
like, my son.
That was so funny.
My son made this SpongeBob dog, Patrick dog.
Yeah. Dude, that's, then, oh.
In the midst of puking.
Bro, my jacket still smells very smoky, and I swear to God it's from I need to like wash it or something.
That smoke does not go off of it. Does not
go
away from clothing.
It stays in your hair. Like even after water, like rinsing, you need to wash your hair or else it'll stay in your hair.
If you shake your head, if you shake your dreads out after like a bonfire, dude, that shit will like, it's like an aroma that fills the room.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, but.
Dude, wait. Same with chlorine. You guys ever swim in a pool?
Ooh.
And then like, you're covered in chlorine.
Yeah.
Then you go to bed, actually, you still smell
you
like
wash it off.
And you're like, oh.
Fucks your hair up.
Dude, I hate that. It's like,
I love that
having
smell,
long hair. Like has really taken away the joy of like swimming.
Yes, yes. I do not. I don't swim. I do not swim because of the hair.
I got a swim cap though. I could put it on.
I was thinking about cutting my hair short again, but then I like remember all them ice age or no. Yeah, I think it's Ice Age jokes and
Ice Age baby.
Ice Age baby jokes. I would have to get a perm again, so it's not like a bob, and it's like at least has some cool movement. But if I cut it right now. Why not? Why not?
It could be funny. Ice Age Baby Larry.
Again, part two. Fucking
yeah.
I mean, hey. Yeah. I think your short hair looked pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I mean, it was, dude, maintenance-wise, voila. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Voila, mamma mia. That shit was splendid, matey. It was good.
Dude, I remember back when I had my hair sword a little bit long. It was, like, down to my ears. This was like years and years and years ago, but then I cut it and it was like the weight off my head mixed with like the ease of it drying. I was like, I'm never going back. But now I have a whole fucking bun on the back of my head.
Right.
And dude, I am so tempted. Oh, I just want to cut it off. But also,
I've had the same haircut for like 25 years so far.
Dude,
how do you like grow it out?
Yeah.
And keep at it.
Dude, if I grow it out, it like weighs down and it's just like, it looks really stupid and it poofs out on the sides. And
it poofs out on the back.
Like,
I want to see that.
You should grow out the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a mold.
Just get the front. No, just grow out this part right here. Just the bangs.
Like I was thinking, like, grow out the back.
Just the bangs.
Right?
Keep the back short. Keep everything short.
The reverse mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, so you grow out the back, so you got that flow up there. You kind of shave the sides. You kind of, like, have a little poof so you can slick it back, and you just put your hat on.
No, cut like a maze.
That's like
a maze,
trucker.
Like hedges, and, like, do, like, a maze, and, like, people can, like, follow it when they're bored.
Ooh, and
yeah,
I get them,
like,
pens and shit.
Yeah, tattoo the formula. Sorry.
Oh God!
Really burpy.
I think If anyone's gonna,
Did he do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. There's Tanner.
There's one.
There's one.
Dude, I don't even I think I did it
like three different times.
Yeah, I did it a few times.
Audio listeners at home, Tanner. Actually, to begin, there's a baby GIF that's playing.
There's a GIF of a baby, and he's like really humid. Like he's like an adult characteristic. What am I saying here? He's like,
Moving like an adult, but he's a baby.
But he's a baby.
He's like a teenager.
And it's a really, I don't know. It's kind of an addicting watch. I hope it's not too overwhelming for some of y'all folks.
Like, I can't get enough of it. It's just crazy to look
y'all,
at.
It's never going to get old. It's never going to get old.
Because he's in like a white
It's going to get old. They're never going to know. They're going to know. It's going to get
gonna
old.
Know.
They're going to
oh,
know.
Oh, no. Dude, I feel like nothing has even happened in life.
Really?
Since last week.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Things have happened in my personal life, but not like things to talk about life.
It's like, yeah.
We can talk about. Yeah. Is it private?
It's pretty private, I'd say.
Oh shit! But, oh, classified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, dang.
Aside from it, like, it's kind of the same thing with me. But I will say one thing, because when I went out to go see the Fam Squad, I was going to Houston, and the drivers in Houston are holy fucking god bad. Like, you guys need to. Oh my god. And the traffic? Oh my fucking god, oh, you guys. Man. It's bad. It's so bad. I was talking to my sister because we're both driving there, and like we were talking about it, how they're bad, they're shitty, and as we're talking about it, right across it was a Challenger.
Dodge. I knew it, dude. It's always
It was a great Dodge. And it Cornel drove right past us and I don't know. I might have a video on my phone, but it was just like, fuck's going on with y'all, bro? Like, fuck is going on? I don't know.
I hate a bad driver. There's nothing worse than driving behind someone who sucks at driving.
Dude, it's nasty.
Dude, because first of all, they go so slow. And then, like, when you try and pass them, they realize it. And then they start speeding up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Houston drivers were, like, really fast. Like, they're all, like, 10 above. And that's everyone. That's, like, the whole, like, damn, you know.
Everyone's going 100.
If you're going slow, you're going to get shit on really bad, like horrifically bad, and you're probably going to get hit. But
top 10 driving pet peeves. Number 10. When I low-key be in the right-hand lane and I'm like trying to pass, but then there's someone on the left that I go definitely went past.
Oh.
And there's a chance for me, but I'm like, I look back to make sure that they're not going to, like, they're back there and I can make this. Then they speed up.
Yeah.
What is you doing? What is he doing? I was just behind you.
Yeah.
Dude, I had oh my gosh. I was going through a toll and a guy like went out to my right and just slammed his gas through the toll, like to pass me like through a toll. And it was like, what are we doing? Like, this is like the most unnecessary thing. We got to get to that red light fast.
Dude,
you know?
We got to hurry.
That phrase I've been spamming because it's what it's been like the last week. Like, what are we doing? What's going on? What is this? What are we, what's going on?
What's happening?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. It's
what's
so
going on?
Abysmal.
Number nine on my top 10 pet peeve driving edition. Number nine is, When a fool low key be going like 10 under the goddamn limit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
But like I can't bash on it because it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
You just kinda gotta like suck it up.
No, is it though? Cause like
technically
doesn't it get to a point where it's like actually not legal?
Yeah.
Yes, it gets, if you're on a highway and you're going like the flow of traffic is like you're holding it up, bro. Like they'll pull you over.
They're like, you're going so slow.
You're going too slow. They'll pull you over. Which is a rare occurrence.
It's
usually
car.
Old people. I'll be real.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what actually happened to me today on my way to the gym?
Yeah.
What?
I was driving. I was having a good time. And
oh boy.
This guy he like goes in front of me. I'm like, all right, sweet. And he slows down to at least 10 miles per hour. And he stops. He literally comes to a stop. And then he turns into like the HEB. And like, all right, sweet. Just hurry up and go. And the light changes to red. So I missed the green.
Gosh.
And I hit the red. I'm just like,
I hate that so much. I hate that.
I'm like,
we're just hitting back to back red lights like over and over, and you're just trying to get home. And it's
that
like,
was
wow.
Isaac. Oh my god, bro. That was Isaac. Because he was helping me. Like, he was like, God, we're both going and we get to a yellow and we, dude, it was like the yellow was following us. We were getting followed by yellow. And it was like yellow, trail, okay, yeah. Cool, go through it. And the next light, yellow, okay, cool, like try to go through it, and then it's fucking kept going.
not to incriminate myself, but I was like, I was really hauling ass through those yellows.
Like, you were at the tail end of the yellow. You were definitely at the tail end.
That's
yeah,
okay. Like my, you literally still have like wheels. 2 seconds when it's red. I can't even lie.
Because it stays like all lights stay red even after. Yeah, like it's not like immediate. Like once it goes red, this one's go green.
Dude, yellow. I always think about like, you think originally when they were making traffic lights, there was just red and green, and then they realized like how shit of an idea that was. So they had to add a buffer.
Yeah, go and stop.
Go stop immediately.
I just wonder if they off rip had a yellow light in there.
Then we do need a little break. There needs to be an orange. Wait. Where's the orange?
Yeah, wait. Red, can we try? Orange. Yellow, can we try to predict what the next like traffic light DLC?
I've already asked you. I already asked you. Isaac. Do you remember?
Have you
Isaac?
Seen the bus signals?
Yeah, you tried to say blue, and that shit's not happening.
No,
blue is not
no.
blue.
I've seen a blue light before. I really bingo! Have.
Is it
I've
blue
seen
instead of green?
I have. I've seen a blue light.
Green?
It's an blue early memory, but I'm like, dude, why is that light blue? Like, what is that?
I have an
like,
early memory of blue light as well, but growing up, I think I've seen green lights that just look blue.
Dude, I'm telling blue, you, Isaac. I blue light dude, traffic. So when we were like looking for a house, right? We were driving to a lot of different houses, and every like I was trying to like roll the dice, shoot the shits, you know what I'm saying, play the cards. Yeah. And I kept asking Isaac, I was like, what would your process be if you saw blue?
what would
like
I
you
do?
Okay, there's like yeah, there's what like green, yellow, red. Just, what if it's just blue? Like what,
I feel like
do
a train.
You go,
would be
do you
passing.
Stop? Do you wait?
That's pretty good.
I would
good,
think about it. I'd be like, yeah, like as I'm approaching, I just like steadily roll into the middle of the intersection.
Is there a blue traffic light?
I'm there is. It's in Japan.
What is
Japanese?
It do?
The, I don't know, bro. It's just blue.
Yes, when blue lights blue? Appear on traffic signals.
No, they don't.
they do.
Just
don't.
It, dude, it does.
It, they
but
are
their
in
process
Japan.
Is not the same as the main red, yellow, and green lights. A common use for blue lights is to act as confirmation light for police officers. Illuminating when the traffic light is red to help them identify red light runners from a distance.
What? Whoa, no what way. Fuck? That's weird.
Tattletale ass color.
I knew I saw blue.
That's crazy.
Why have I never seen that before?
Here's at home.
Fucking
Larry,
that gif is so addicting.
Larry and Tan are doing the gif again.
Sorry,
y'all got to tune into the YouTube emote. Side of shit. You'll see. Oh. You just have to come here for
some
of
them.
Some of them
are at work. I've you know, received messages and they're like, you know, they're at work or they're just like driving or
Supreme backpack.
Sometimes
yeah.
I don't even be talking. I just like make facial expressions and I feel like that's talking enough.
Yeah.
That's like what I be
that's
doing.
True.
I
mean, facial expressions be speak. It's an okay, but wait, that doesn't answer our question because I'm low key still on it.
What, blue?
What's the question?
Not blue. Like, what's the next big... What's next for the big traffic? For big
for
traffic
big traffic.
Across the United Nations.
Dude, remember that, like, China, like, doze repellent?
Yeah, it's like a laser show.
Light,
that's over
laser
the,
shows.
I was thinking about that as I was driving home with Larry. I'm not even kidding you.
What?
And I met... They're, okay, in China, I think in, like, one street, they were testing out something to deter people from, like, falling asleep at the wheel. And their solution... was like a fucking rainbow laser show over 8 lanes of traffic.
It looked crazy.
It looked absurd. So it looked like you were driving under Rainbow Road.
Would that not make it worse? That not mess you up?
Yeah, then people were like, isn't that just like the most distracting thing ever? And everyone's like,
Yeah.
Well, what about like bumps? I mean, isn't there like roads where like they bump? And there's music playing too, and it's like,
oh yeah.
You feel like
there's no Hogwarts.
Well, I don't. I mean, like you get the you know shooting the shits, playing the cards, you know, rolling the dice. You get it.
Okay. Shooting I actually got it. I got the next traffic thing.
Okay.
I mean,
everyone's cars are synced, so there's no like gradual startup. Everyone just goes and stops at the same time at an intersection. So there's no
like
time
it's made
wasted.
With gravity, so like
no magnets,
is,
magnets. Every car is magnets. Magnets.
Magnets. Yeah, magnets. Yeah. They all have to like they always like sync up because of the magnets. Because
think
pulling.
About I was talking with Pulsefire Mitchell about this one day where he was telling me how like there would be no traffic if everyone accelerated at the same exact time.
Yes, dude. Yes. Like, that's true.
As
you want to hear something
crazy?
That might be like the closest we'll get to the next thing because now I'm thinking about
what
it. Think about Teslas.
Everything was automatic.
Yeah,
like
they all
like all you have to put is your waypoint and it starts driving for you and every single car is driving
that's a Tesla.
All the same.
Dude,
it's a
also
freaking
thinking
Waymo.
About like, yeah, sure.
It is a Waymo.
Thinking about freaking public transport and how like for every 30 cars there's one person. Imagine all 30 people on one bus or something, and like imagine if we just had a shit ton of buses, and then like it was just like they were all like AI buses.
These AI are bus. Some of the most disturbing AI bus. Ideas we've ever
wait what if
with.
We're like what if we're what looking if we just a compilation in 40 yeah, years
dude
four of the smartest minds in the world and we're all nailing it on the head.
I feel like we're actually coming up with the future here, because think about this. Okay,
I'm ready.
So can you believe that we have Waymos that are taking taxi driver jobs versus imagine a Waymo type service, but it's for U-Haul. So it's like the truck comes and you load it up and then you just say, go to the destination instead of you yourself having to drive it. That would make way more sense. Way more sense.
What was that video we watched?
You know who made the Waymo?
It was Dean's Last Ride.
Good watch.
Guys, go watch it. Great video.
Who made Waymo?
Jaguar.
You're fucking kidding. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
That is so funny, dude.
Deadass.
Because nobody's buying Jaguars anymore, so they made an electric car and so they made like a
nobody.
Car.
Nobody. Yeah,
nobody's driving Jaguars.
When I think of Jaguars, I think of like antique, like old, like, you know, dad.
I had a friend who had a Jaguar, and you could like turn the Jaguar on the front of it backwards.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Is that the one where they reproduce the engine and make it sound like an animal?
I gotta correct myself. No, Jaguar did not make Waymo.
Oh, what? Where did you even think of that?
Two companies entered. Okay, I don't know.
It's like you and your damn cows. Your damn $1 billion cows.
Dude, did you see? This is late to the topic, but that damn AI robot that living in people's houses that does everything, but it's like fake.
Yes. What's his name? Marcus Brownlee.
Marcus Brownlee named it and coined it.
What's going on?
No. But there is a robot that was advertised as like it can do everything. It can do your chores at home
for
you.
It's like the
chore bot. Yeah, and like, but 10-year-olds
are fucking freaking out.
What it is, if you get the robot, it has to, like, a guy in VR, like, 1,000 miles away has to enter through the robot and control it. And that basically gives them access to just the inside of your home and, like, all of your personal stuff. And
it's Let me clean out your wallet.
It was in a small text at the very bottom.
Yeah, like,
are you serious?
Yes.
Like, the only thing that can actually do autonomously is like open and close a door.
Oh my god! Every word out of my mouth, Grunk just yanked that shit. That's exactly what it is. Wow. It's the only thing that was autonomous that it could do was open the fucking door for guests. Dude, everything else in this video was controlled by someone in the VR.
We're in the second Cold War. What's been going on with my mouth recently, man? I was trying to say something earlier with Isaac in the car, and I couldn't say it. I forget what it was. But we're in the second Cold War, and they're trying to get AI bots out and about. It's like VR headsets, right? Like, you got Samsung and Apple, and everyone trying to drop their VR headsets. Same with gaming. You got the Quest. You got the now Steam headset with the little cube and all that. Now you got the AI bots. But I saw a presentation. I think it was a Russian presentation of an AI bot, and dude, it was some of the most embarrassing, like, oh my god, I felt so bad. But they
go ahead, sorry,
there was a bot and it was on the stage, and it was like trying to walk forward, and it just falls forward like an old man, and you see these guys rushing to grab it, and then you see two other guys with like a black like sheet trying to block it, but they couldn't, and they're trying to like lift it. Dude, it's so bad. It's a fail. It's a really bad fail.
It falls over, starts like projectiles like over the stage.
Just fireworks and sparks
sparks and wires.
Yeah, half the crowd dies, and like, it's bad. But dude, god.
History repeats itself, bro. You want to hear something?
Yeah.
The last time we laughed this hard at something that was really bad at his job was back when Will Smith was eating spaghetti. All it took was 2 years. Watch.
Wait.
I mean,
it's gonna get like it's bad now. It looks stupid now. But I have a really bad feeling.
Well, no, it definitely is the start. Like, everyone's gotta stop somewhere. But it's yes, we are.
Yes, we
but
are.
But it's just like it's shitty that they advertise it like it could do so much stuff.
I know. It's like it's all automatic and it's all like cool.
It's just some guy in his underwear in his basement. Like, all right, what do you want me to do? Rearrange your desk.
Can you believe this is a timeline? This is like the timeline that the Jetsons were joking about.
Yeah.
Like we laughed at it at first, and now it's becoming a reality, and it hasn't really clicked in any of our heads.
Well,
that's just crazy to me. Have you been thinking about it?
Crazy. Well, yeah. I mean, I thought about it a few times how like by the time I'm getting jobs and stuff, it's like everything's gonna be different.
Pretty autonomous.
Like, yeah, it's gonna be really different. Our lifetime is gonna be the most crazy one, probably.
Yeah. So wait, when are we allowed to like have sex with the robots? Like, where are the sex robots?
Pretty soon. Because
they said it was this year, right?
I think so.
They?
Right? Right.
Yeah, they did.
You know.
Dude, promise me. It was
on the grapevine. I heard we're almost going to be able to have sex with these sex robots.
Are you talking about that damn post? It was 2026, yeah. I think. No, they changed it.
Oh, it is.
Why the fuck do you guys both know about that and what you were dropped?
They changed it. Delayed sex with robots.
Yeah, they pushed that back. They pushed back the blowjobatron.
No, remember, it's 2025, but they changed it to 2026. And then you'll now be able to have sex with robots in 2026.
Have you guys watched the movie Her?
Yes.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's kind of the reality. It's like Joaquin Phoenix.
He has like a girlfriend
falls
on his phone.
Falls in love
like
with his AI girlfriend. But it's actually really good.
The bot also is dating like a billion trillion other people because it's an AI bot. So it's like.
But the people are AI, dude.
Yeah, it's
like. It's really cool. I like.
Talk about odd future.
Talk about an odd fucking future, that's why they called it that, dude. Because the future's so fucking odd. I gotta stop saying the swear words.
Hey, man, I'm on that boat too, bro. I was talking
about that. I've gotten a little sailor mouth this past year, so.
Yeah.
It's chill, welcome.
It's all good.
Comes with the territory, man. It's a way of expressing, right?
Yeah.
I cursed in front of my brother again, and like, I look, he felt bad about it, and then I'm like, wait, I'm 22. And then he didn't, like, you know, obviously he didn't care. I don't know if you got like, dude, I have this thing where like with my siblings where, cause I'm the youngest. So when I curse in front of them, I feel really awkward about it.
Oh wait, you and T.
Yeah. Like I think I said shit in front of my like 30-year-old sister one time and I'm like 25 and I was like, I like looked at her to make sure like she wasn't in trouble. It's like actually so I'm scared of it still. Like, dude, I don't know how
I
to get out of it.
I also found out my siblings are way older than I remember because I thought they were cute. Oh my God. My sister is about to be 40.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's
crazy, bro. I'm a youngin'.
You stop paying attention, then they just grow.
I know. But then I was like, because I was like talking to my aunts, right? And I was like, you know, and then I was like, wait, it's not my aunts, my cousin. But my cousins are my second cousins. A lot going on. I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's weird. Like the way I grew up was that they told me that my cousins are my aunts and my uncles. So I would always call them that growing up. And then as I, you know, grew older and started to understand the family
tree a little
bit
more. It's probably
a thing
of like authority, I bet.
I guess so. I mean, they're older than me, like way older than me. Yeah. They all have kids. They all like, you know, have
cousins makes it sound like you're like you guys
equal
are like
age.
2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Equal say in
but the ones
like
who
that.
Are equal to my age are actually my second cousins. I was just born late. Comes with the territory, huh? Is what they say.
I'm interested in this shit because you and Tanner both have like this trauma of cursing around your older siblings. I'm the oldest, so I'm like kind of wondering, like, is my little brother like afraid of doing that?
Well,
yeah,
no,
probably.
Tanner, were you scolded or like were you ever like told not to curse or like were you ever like?
Yeah, I think I said crap one time when I was four. No, not four. Like just around that age, and they're like, "Don't say that." And I was like.
Dude, I still remember the night. It was at my brother's, like his father-in-law's ranch, and we were sitting in the backyard. We had a like fire pit, and we were just sitting on the lawn chairs, and they were at, like, we were kind of like taking turns talking or whatever. And it was my turn, and they're talking. Like, I was in middle school, I think, or I was like in elementary. I don't remember. I was young though, and they were like asking me how school was. I was like, yeah, we're just like doing like a bunch of like homework and shit. I said, and shit at the end of it.
Oh,
and then I was like, yikes. And my brother looked at me and he kind of gave me that like, who's the guy from The Boys? He's like, you know, kind of like
Homelander.
Yeah, Homelander gave me the, you know, the little, gave me the finger and like was like, no, don't say that. And I was like, oh shit. So
I was low key an accident too. Like I was born 10 years.
They don't want to admit to it, man.
Not before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So like, my oldest sister is like 36, and I'm 26. So like, I was just
if
like
it makes you feel
accident.
Better. I think all of us were accidents, but they don't want to admit that because who the hell sits down and game plans a baby?
Yeah, my mom said it was like a happy surprise.
Like, all right, so we're like, gonna. Okay. This is what's gonna happen. I'm gonna take my wiener surprise. Out and I'm gonna put it in you. All right. Listen. And after that, things are gonna happen, and you're gonna get like low key preg, like low key though. And then like we're gonna have it, but we're gonna like struggle about the baby comes out of the rooms.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm getting to the age where like dim young pregnancies are happening to people I like know from my life, and it's like it's crazy to see. It's like. Dang, I can't even imagine having a baby right now.
Someone I know who is my age, 22 years old, two kids. They're adorable. Don't get me wrong. They're so cute. I'm like, dang. all the best to you.
That was really scary.
What's that?
That was really fucking scary. I looked like a toilet bowl.
Can you recreate it? Can you do it?
That's disgusting, bro. That's disgusting. It looks like a prolapse almost.
Oh wow, amazing.
Sorry, everyone.
The only people I'm like I don't curse around, I try not to, are my parents, because like I was born and raised religious, and cursing was like if y'all parents didn't like cursing, my parents hated cursing.
Parents skinned you a lot,
bro. It was like it was belt on any F word.
Yeah, if I say a cuss word around my mom, I feel like it's over and I can't do anything to repair that bond. I try not to.
I've actually started
that extreme.
It's that extreme for me.
Wow, that's actually frightening. My parents, we've recently gotten hip to cursing around each other, or my dad will just say
what's up, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, bitch?
Fuck.
What's up, shit?
I started like planting some shits in there, and
like
don't
testing
give a
you gotta
the boundaries,
you gotta like it's like because
yeah.
like
there was a while it's like
it's like a 20% like, velocity shit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Or sometimes I delay like just in case like test waters like you know yeah we're just doing stuff. Shit.
They're all like, I'll throw in an excuse me afterwards. Be like, yeah, we're just playing here and shit. Excuse me.
Pardon my French will get you out of any like.
Oh yeah. My god, dude.
Pardon my French. And they low key buy it too. Like my parents low key be like, yo, my son low key smart.
He my son French is hell. Mm-hmm. My son's so French.
He's fucking French. Oh. But guys, we need to grow up.
Okay.
It's time to grow up, dude. I'm almost 30. I can say fucking.
Wow. Hey.
Careful.
Dude, when I was streaming a lot, it was like almost every stream I was like, guys, this one I'm not cursing a single bit.
Did you have a swear jar?
One time.
Or was one of your commands like no cursing for 10 minutes?
And yeah,
like,
and I had to
100,000 points.
Yeah. Yeah. But the cost was too high.
the cost was too high.
Okay.
Loki didn't even want to do it too. Because
Loki,
made it, like, super
it was like really hard to bite my tongue and not curse. I want to definitely remove it from my language. I want to use intelligently. Like I want to.
You turn it off?
Dude, like, yeah, the worst thing that happens is when you realize you're cussing too much. And you're like,
yeah, and it's so like annoying. Right like, it's now? So yeah. Like, this is like immature. Like, I'm talking like middle school year old. Yeah, like dude, what did I even say? What did I say? I've gone
a middle
dumb.
School year old.
I've literally just gone stupid. I've gone
dude,
stupid.
I think that's what happens when you stop cursing. I think a lot of the words are used as filler.
I know, and it's bad.
And you end up saying weird shit.
Grunk, do you remember we did a podcast episode when we were trying to like not use a lot of
No
we're trying
buffer
to say,
words.
We're not trying to say
no
like.
No buffers. No, bro. Like. Guys, you should try that. Tell a full story without saying like.
And it's
impossible. I would never be able to do that.
Have you guys ever tried to talk to someone? Okay, let me try again. Have you guys ever talked to someone about your feelings or things that are hard to talk about, and you just find yourself repeating the same things over and over again, and I just feel like, and it's just like, and I'm just like,
and then the whole thing deflates. It's just
and I don't know. Me personally, it's like, I catch it, and people it frustrates me so much.
Yes. And then you notice people who one shot it, like. Every sentence they say, it's all in one shot. I'm like, dude, you're
there's this
my
girl. There's this girl in my freaking bird lab that.
How did you laugh?
Dude, you were like, face was still.
Yeah, you had like a leather face, bro. You had leather face. That was scary. Oh,
how do you do that?
I don't know.
But yeah, she's so well spoken and she's a double major and she already has like two research papers under her belt and she's not even graduated.
Some people are
like,
too smart. We need to eliminate.
Lord, bro.
You need to stop.
And it's like I feel like my face, my look like, oh my God, dude. Holy cow.
All right, pause. Wait.
Regroup. My mouth is so long. I'm like a soy face.
Okay.
That's
a little hand, a little bit.
Soft Willy would fucking malfunction in this podcast. Oh,
my God. Yeah, he would have shit his bricks. Okay.
Shit his bricks?
There's something
double major
I was about to talk about.
Very well
double major, very well spoken, has about two research papers written before even graduating within 4 years, and it is crazy.
Okay, let's talk about that, the overusage of crazy. And I notice it, the reason why I say that is because like I was watching my nephew watch videos, I guess I was watching videos with my nephew, right? I was like, put on whatever you watch or whatever, like.
All right, challenge. No likes.
No likes whatsoever.
Okay, I was watching videos with my nephew.
Right.
And I told him, put on whatever you like.
Hey.
Okay, no, that's a good use. Good use.
Ah. Hey. We watched. I said, whatever. Whatever.
It's like we're speaking English for this first time.
We watched it together.
It's a final project.
Yeah.
For someone learning.
Stop. He's from Thailand and this is his English exam.
We watched it together. And I noticed that the YouTubers that he was watching were all Roblox guys. And they all said, this is crazy. This is the craziest. This is crazy. Everything's crazy. We're crazy together.
This game is crazy.
And it's such an overused word now. And I notice it now with like people are just saying it all over. I said it now.
That's so interesting.
But notice it a lot now. And it's jarring. I'm like,
I was going to say jarring should be the alternative. But you also
this
gotta,
is jarring.
You could use outrageous. You could use.
Yeah.
Upsetting.
It's about
upsetting.
It.
Unreal, random,
unreal, yeah,
jarring, outrageous, unreal.
But what's so bad
fanatical
about using crazy?
Crazy is overused.
It's
the
I
same way
lot
that like and are put into like
startling. No,
but it's also fun.
I disagree.
Like crazy,
crazy is not
word
like a buffer word.
I think crazy is.
I do want to hear what some people have to say about it though, because like audience, I think y'all have a better tune in this.
Maybe it's like an unopinionated.
It's like a filler reaction. That's what I think about it. It's like a filler. It's like wow.
That's
well,
crazy.
It depends.
You tell
it
someone
depends
a whole story and they go,
"Oh, that's crazy."
That's crazy.
They don't even.
Well,
care.
Yeah, but,
right,
but
it's like my big airship of a story just gets fucking popped and then it's just
yeah,
like,
but crazy isn't used like that every time.
It's a lot. It's a lot,
okay,
though.
Okay, I'll try
it's
and pick lot up on that.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
Tune your ears. Tune your ears to it. Maybe you're the crazy sayer. Maybe you're the sayer.
I think I might be.
Or the craziness.
Might be a little blind to the
okay
things.
I'm thinking of more things to do.
Wait, we have the drawings. We have drawings to look at, don't we?
Oh, we do. I don't have them prepared though. But I was gonna think. I was gonna think of an adjective. What's a crazy adjective that isn't said enough? One of Grunk's friends said.
What is an adjective? That's another question.
What did they say?
I don't remember. I'll be real. But I remember what I said back. I said bodacious. And bodacious is pretty bodega. High up there on the vocab, I think.
Well, see, I feel like the more syllables that a word is, the less it's going to be said, I feel.
You think so?
So like something that's easy and quick. It's like quick food or a snapshot.
Right, because crazy.
It's like, I was going to say snappy food. What am I thinking? Fast food. What the hell?
Why are you thinking of fast
snappy,
food?
Snappy food is, and how is it like snappy food even?
Snappy food is
because like words that are easy to say, like one syllable, whatever, just quick, boom, crazy.
Yes,
boom, easy. It's like crazy. That's a chicken easy. Nugget. Crazy.
But dang, that's crazy.
Bodacious is like it's like wagyu. It's like a steak.
Yo. Tune in the 45 minutes and 55 seconds if you guys will not believe what we're talking about.
Guys, my head hurts so bad after.
So like chicken nuggets is crazy, right? But like a quarter pounder, that's bodacious. Like that's bodacious.
Voluptuous. You ever heard of voluptuous before?
That was crazy. Big old butt. What about
that's not what it's for, but people use it a lot for that. Voluptuous, big old butt. Ass.
Like big old voluptuous butt.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know it.
I can't think of any.
You got it.
Guys, we're not. I don't think we're smart enough.
No. It's crazy. It's unreal. I like unreal. I like unreal. I like unreal.
Outrageous. No, that's unreal. It's outrageous.
That's outrageous. I can't believe
it. Shocking.
I can't believe this.
It's very fanatical of you.
Critical?
No.
That's critical. Wow, that's critical. Wow,
that's crucial.
That's crucial, man.
Dang, it's crucial we do this. CR words are really good.
Yeah. That's
crazy.
Predaceous.
Crustaceous.
Crustacean.
Crustaceous. Crustacean. Crustaceous. Period.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking
that's
about?
That's crippling. This podcast is falling off its table. Yeah. Everything. All the wrong shit.
And audio listeners, that segment, I'm going to have that on YouTube. So you're going to hear there's an awkward cut here. Okay. There's an awkward cut, but we just went through a lot of images. ATM at the moment.
ATM ho.
Yeah. I guess we went through it before, but yeah, ladies and gentlemen, there has been, not a whole lot, a lot more private stuff that can't really be spoken. So we do apologize for the sort of like lack of subjects
lots of happenings. Yeah.
We're just having
but at
fun.
The same time, like low key, we were onto some shit earlier with that traffic stuff. Like, just you guys just watch, all right? You come back to the podcast in 20 years when it's all on the road and real.
Yeah.
The blue light. And, but fucking blue lights, I guess.
Really excited.
The blue lights are going to be here tomorrow. Yeah. Just watch.
We're going to hear about Nick's Tales in the Mountains as
well. Oh, the Mountain Tales are about to go ham, and that's next week. But for this week, that's all we got.
That's all we got.
Thank you
guys
for tuning in. Thank you for clicking, and we'll see you guys next week. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off. And by this time, maybe not this week, but next week, Double Cup is back. All right? We are working on it. It is coming.
Yay,
swears
it.
Swears
it.
We'll see y'all next week. Deuces, tooses, adios, oboso.
Love.
Peace.